All right. Hey, we're in the middle of this series, Mind Your Business. It's December. It's happening. It's time to get ready to be able to file your taxes as we get into the new year. I'm Tyler Jeffcoat, of course, with Stellar Accountant and Return on Podcast. And listen, as we get closer to the very end of the year, it's time to talk about some things that you've been putting off. You don't want to do them, and you got to do them. And my coach, I had a great high school football coach that used to say, do it right, do it light, do it wrong, do it long. And when it comes to accounting tasks, doing it right, having a system that gets it right the first time can save you a lot of headache. Frankly, can probably save you money also. And so, to start the December content series, I want to walk you through my 10-point checklist for things that you need to be doing now. Don't wait till the last minute. Things you need to be doing now so that you can get your books done on time, make your CPA tax accountant happy, understand your profitability for the year, and do your planning for next year. So, without further ado, let's dive into this episode of Mind Your Business on the 10-point checklist for finishing your books in 2023. It's time to maximize profitability and cash flow. It's time to learn habits and hacks from the best e-com CEOs. It's time for Return on Podcast with me, Tyler Jeffcoat. All right. So here are the 10 things that I would look at as an accountant, or if I was the founder or brand owner or brand manager of a 6, 7, 8-figure e-commerce brand. These are the things that are going to make your life a lot easier as you come into the end of this year and getting ready to file your taxes. Let's dive right in. You're going to start with a couple of questions related to your transactions. Did I book all of the bank and credit card transactions? Now, you got to remember, sometimes you might have forgotten that secret credit card, or maybe actually, let's go to question two here. Maybe you forgot a PayPal account. So that's the second one. I would say one of the most common errors that we see in the bookkeeping of our clients here at Stellar Accountant is that someone's like, oh yeah, I forgot that I had a balance sitting in PayPal. I forgot about that. Did you grab the transactions from all credit cards and from all PayPal accounts? All right. Number three on our checklist is this. Let's talk about sales, guys. Did we forget to book any of our sales? Do we have a category? Like if we pull up our P&L, right? I've got a P&L here. When I look at my P&L, do I have a line item for every place I sell my products? Where you're like, yeah, Tyler, I sell on Amazon. I sell on Walmart. I also sell on Etsy. Where's Etsy on here? Uh-oh. If you look and you realize that you don't have those Etsy sales or you don't have those Shopify sales, this is the time before you file your taxes to go back and make sure you grab that revenue. Okay. Let's go to the next one. The next one is, if I do sell on a direct-to-consumer channel like Shopify, did I capture every payment method? I can't tell you how many times a few years ago where people were still using that Auth.net, terrible system, by the way, but where you would forget about it. Or maybe you're offering Amazon Pay as one of the options on your website, but you forget to grab the revenue from that particular payment processor. Remember, it's normally not just Shopify Pay. Normally, you're allowing for PayPal or for Google Pay or one of these other ones. Make sure that you're grabbing those sales transactions and fees and refunds from each of those sales processors. Number five, did you book your cost of goods sold, right? When you look at your P&L, and again, just showing you an example here on the screen, do you have a believable, valid number that's been booked for the product COGS? You don't want to file your taxes with all of your cost of goods sold still sitting in the inventory account on your balance sheet. That is a way to way overpay your taxes. So we want to make sure that we have all of our cost of goods sold booked. By the way, just a kind of sneak preview here, we're going to do an entire video next week on how professionals actually calculate cost of goods sold per unit. And then the following week, we're going to tackle that monster that is how do you reconcile inventory properly. But for the purposes of this checklist, did you book cost of goods sold? Yes or no? Hopefully you did. Number six, did I split my Amazon fees? I was talking to a prospective client even literally this morning, and their accounting team has just been booking the Amazon deposit. Amazon pays us every 2 weeks. We just put it directly on the P&L. You can't do that, guys. You've got to make sure that you're capturing the Amazon fees, the refunds, the FBA reimbursements, any clawbacks, any FBA credits, like all of that kind of stuff has got to be on your bookkeeping in order for you to feel like it's been done correctly. Next, let's look at the balance sheet for a second. No one likes looking at a balance sheet, but you got to look at it at the end of the year because guess what, guys? A balance sheet has to balance. Like, maybe you've never thought about that before, but I should be able to look at my December 31st balance sheet for my company. And it says Bank of America account. It says Wells Fargo. It says these other, it says Chase credit card. I should be able to go down those balances and actually compare them to a bank statement, and they should be accurate, right? Like, these, the whole point is that the balance sheet should be reflective of what is actually owned and what is actually owed by our company. And so that's one of the most important things that we do at Seller Accountant at the end of the year, is making sure that every account on our balance sheet actually matches reality. We can independently verify that our books are good because we've reconciled. That's what that process is. So does your balance sheet balance? Another thing on the balance sheet to keep an eye on, and this is a really, really common error that we see here at Seller Accountant, is did I book the interest expense on my loans? Often we're just making monthly payments on an SBA loan or a loan to a family member or a friend, and we're forgetting that part of that loan payment is actually interest. Yes, we're paying down the balance a little bit, but there's also interest expense. That interest expense normally needs to be booked manually. The question I have is, did I book it? Number nine, do my receivables and do my payables make sense? If you look at your balance sheet, again, imagining you're pulling up your December 31st balance sheet for your company, and you look at accounts receivable, and accounts receivable says $200,000 are owed to you, but you only did $500,000 in sales for the entire year, that would be a red flag. That doesn't make sense. I'm not owed $200,000. Likewise, if you look at your like Etsy clearing or your Amazon clearing account, and it just doesn't make sense. It's way off track for what you would normally have owed to you from Amazon or from a Shopify vendor or something like that. If they don't make sense, you've got accounting errors. That means you need to dig in deeper to fix those errors. It'll be the same for the payables. I'm looking at my payables report here, and it says that I owe supplier A $1 million. That doesn't make any sense, right? This is where you just need to do the common sense check and make sure that your books are, you know, are working. And then finally, and this is the most important thing in terms of getting your e-commerce books right, is my inventory reconciled? I teased this a minute ago, and I tease it again, but maybe you're great at this. Maybe your inventory on your balance sheet reflects reality, and this is not a problem. I would say that that would put you in the vast minority. Almost every million-dollar seller that we talk to struggles mightily with getting inventory right. And so, again, just to tease this out, next week I'm going to show you how to calculate cost of goods sold properly. And then the following week, right before Christmas, I'm going to release a video on how Seller Accountant does inventory reconciliations, how to fix some of the common errors that pop up. So please stay tuned for those videos. And honestly, I'm going to go ahead and close this one for today. Here's your year-end bookkeeping checklist. If I can get my transactions, if I can book my sales, if I can grab those processors, cost of goods sold, the Amazon fees, and I can make sure that my balance sheet actually balances, I'm going to have great smooth sailing bookkeeping. I'm not going to have to pay to have it redone. I'm not going to have my tax guy mad at me. I'm going to be able to just fly through and not be stressed out. I'm not going to wait till the last minute, because if I wait till the last minute, things that are last minute tend to be done poorly. So I hope this will help you as you get to the end of your Q4. Hope it's been a great fourth quarter for you. Until next week, I'm Tyler here with Seller Accountant. Have a great day.